The Commodore plucked at his beard and seemed engaged in awesome mental calculations. Galaxy, how the Dowagers will fight for them. I'll keep the supply small and let them bid. Of course, it wouldn't do to let them know that I personally... Mallow said, we can explain the workings of dummy corporations if you would like. Then, working further at random, take our complete line of household gadgets. We have collapsible stoves that will roast the toughest meats to the desired tenderness in 2 minutes. We've got knives that won't require sharpening. We've got the equivalent of a complete laundry that can be packed in a small closet and will work entirely automatically. Ditto dishwashers. Ditto floor scrubbers, furniture polishers, dust precipitators, lighting fixtures. Oh, anything you like. Think of your increased popularity if you make them available to the public. Think of your increased quantity of worldly goods if they're available as a government monopoly at 900% profit. It will be worth many times the money to them, and they needn't know what you pay for it. And mind you, none of it will require priestly supervision. Everybody will be happy. Except you, it seems. What do you get out of it? Just what every trader gets by foundation law. My men and I will collect half of whatever profits we take in. Just you buy all I want to sell you, and we'll both make out quite well. Quite well. The Commodore was enjoying his thoughts. What did you say you wanted to be paid with? Iron? That, and coal, and bauxite. Also tobacco, pepper, magnesium, hardwood. Nothing you haven't got enough of. It sounds well. I think so. Oh, and still another item at random, Commodore. I could retool your factories. Eh? How's that? Well, take your steel foundries. I have handy little gadgets that could do tricks with steel that would cut production costs to 1% of previous marks. You could cut prices by half and still split extremely fat profits with the manufacturers. I tell you, I could show you exactly what I mean if you allowed me a demonstration. Do you have a steel foundry in this city? It wouldn't take long. It could be arranged, Trader Mallow. But tomorrow. Would you dine with us tonight? My men, began Mallow. Let them all come, said the Commodore expansively. A symbolic, friendly union of our nations. It will give us a chance for further friendly discussion. But one thing, his face lengthened and grew stern. None of your religion. Don't think that all this is an entering wedge for the missionaries. Commodore, said Mallow dryly, I give you my word that religion would cut my profits. Then that will do for now. You'll be escorted back to your ship.